You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet, QL.
College football slate, sneaky, very good this weekend, Ken, for week number three.
Yeah, just a lot of good storylines. The spreads won't reflect it. Like, if you're going through right now and you open up your app or whatever, you go to Bet Rivers and you're like, oh, like, seems like a lot of teams kind of favored by a lot. But there are some good narratives out there, some good story, and some unconventional matchups, I think, between, like, Auburn-Penn State is the weirdest game that right. matters a ton, by the way. Like, Auburn kind of thinks they might be really good this year, and no one is paying attention to them whatsoever. Because, you know, Bo Nix, new head coach, obviously, Brian Harsin from Boise State. And then Penn State, like, James Franklin's given press conferences because he has to talk about USC and how he's not going to take the job. And, like, they can make the playoff this year. Ohio State just lost last week. So, yeah, like, a really, really interesting game that's kind of snuck up out of nowhere.
All right, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, wonderful Wednesday here on BetQL. Our guest at this time, America's college football insider. At least until Odyssey hires a college football insider, in which case we're not going to be able to say this anymore. But for now, Brett McMurphy, America's college football insider, does an amazing job with our friends over at the Action Network, with Colin and Stuckey, Big Bets on Campus podcast, on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy. Brett, just so you know, I tried to take the day off today, but contractually I'm not allowed to. So here I am. Great to have you back on You Better You Bet here on this Wednesday. How you doing as we approach week number three?
Yeah, two times in a row, you're actually working while I'm on the show. I would have lost that bet 100 times. It's good to be back.
And I would lose my job if I wasn't here, so here I am.
Right, yes, losing jobs and losing bets, two things we really don't want to happen here over the course of the next few months. Brett, obviously, Nick would just made the point, like a sneaky good slate. You know, I know for the college football fan, this part of the seasons can be a little rough before conference play starts. Maybe you don't get all the great, you know, like conference matchups we get in October and then into November, but still some really good games to go over, and there is a conference game kind of at the top of the list that everyone's kind of talking about now, mostly because of kind of what Florida might have at quarterback, and that's this Alabama-Florida game. So would love your thoughts on that first. Florida money has started hitting the market. Alabama favored by only 14 in a couple places. It was 16.5 a couple days ago, and the total 59.5. So kind of fun fireworks expected. Alabama favored by 2 touchdowns. What do you like in Alabama at Florida?
You know, I know it's probably a square position to take Alabama when they're a favorite against Power Five teams, but I just really like Alabama is a favorite when they're playing Power Five teams. The Saban is, I think it's 62% against the spread is a double digit favorite against Power Five teams since they lost that Sugar Bowl game to Oklahoma. And, you know, Florida, you know, obviously they have a great deal of talent. It's going to be in the swamp. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere. They're still trying to figure out their quarterback position. You know, are they going to stay with Jones? You know, Richardson was a little hamstring injury against USF last week. I'm sure he'll be at 100%. But, you know, I just think Alabama's so much better than everybody else. And I know that sounds crazy because I know all the losses they had. I know they're inexperienced. They've got a freshman at quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. I do think, though, and when I talked to you guys, you know, previously this year, I do think this is Saban's best defense that he's had at Alabama. And maybe that won't translate numbers-wise because the offenses that teams run nowadays, and, you know, Alabama does run a little bit quicker than it has in past years. But I just think, you know, until – I guess until I lose with Alabama as a double-digit favorite, I'm going to I'm going to stay on him. And I think the number's crept over 14 now. I don't like that, but I've got to go with the tide in this.
Right. You mentioned that you think this might be the best defense that Alabama had. Alabama 14 at Bet Rivers, by the way, for people who are looking to make that bet. But you mentioned something kind of long-term with Alabama this season. Think it's the best defense Saban has ever had. And I have this problem all the time. You know, like I look at the futures market for college football. I look at to win the college football playoff. And I mean, even past like week one, it always seems so impossible to find valuable bets, especially this year where it's Alabama, you know, 2-1, 3-1. It's Georgia right behind them. Like, do you think it's really kind of, and I actually think the answer to this could be yes, which is why I want to ask you, is it really inevitable this year that Alabama is going to win the national? Like, I feel that way, that Alabama is so much better than everyone else. Even when we get to the playoff, are there teams that could really knock them off? Do you feel that way about this Alabama team, that it's almost a foregone conclusion?
You know, I do, Lockie, but, and I understand why people don't like that, like that opinion. And I guess if we just looked at this season right now and forgot everything that had happened in the past, maybe we wouldn't feel so strongly about Alabama. I do think people, again, I understand why you want to be different. You want to be, hey, I've got the hot hip, you know, underdog pick, where they, you're kind of looking, you're searching to find a team that you really don't think that can win it, but you, you know, you want to be different. Nobody's going to remember, oh yeah, you're one of a million guys that picked Alabama to win it, but oh, you're the one guy that picked Iowa State to win it all. You're a genius. So I think a lot of people are going out that way. And as far as value, you're dead on. There's no value with taking Alabama now to win the national championship. They're under plus 200. I don't know what the numbers are. What I would do, if you feel that strongly that Alabama is going to win the national title, and I talked about this on our podcast this week with Colin, look at Bryce Young, look at his Heisman numbers. I think he's plus 350, plus 400. I'm sure it varies. If Alabama goes undefeated and gets to the point where they're 13-0, they're playing, they're advancing to the college football playoff, Bryce Young is probably going to be one of two people with a very legitimate shot to win the Heisman Trophy. Whether he deserves it or not, that's another question. But the way the Heisman Trophy has basically became a team award in some aspect, and I'm not saying guys didn't deserve it, but Devontae Smith, Joe Burrow, you know, they played on teams that were juggernauts that won the national title. They were the best player on the best offensive player on the best team. So I think if you really like Alabama to win the national title, you know, don't put it on plus 135 or plus 150 for Alabama to win the title. I would say you get double the odds, put it on Bryce Young to win the Heisman, because I think they're both correlated. If one happens, I think the other will happen.
Now, there, to Brett's point, there are sports definitely do that. Our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, unfortunately not one of them. Bryce Young plus 125 at Bet Rivers to win the Heisman, plus 125, and Bama plus 200 to win the national championship.
125?
Yeah, let's get on to the next question here, which is the whiteout Saturday night as Penn State takes on Auburn in an incredibly fascinating game, the Bo Nix Bowl. Penn State's a 6-point favorite. Total is 53. Penn State's got legit playoff aspirations right now. Playoffs, what do you got? Penn State laying 6 against Auburn. Whiteout, Happy Valley, Saturday night.
Yeah, I really like Penn State here. I mean, Auburn's done incredible so far this season, but, you know, look at their opponents they've beat so far. They haven't played anybody. Penn State, since the horrible start last year, they finished strong last year. That's continued this year. If Sean Clifford can cut down on his interceptions, with Mike Yurcich, the new offensive coordinator for Franklin there at Penn State, you know, I really like this Penn State team. You know, I think they're good enough to get to the playoff and compete for a playoff. The problem is their schedule has so many landmines. You wonder if they can navigate it. I mean, if they already won at Wisconsin, you know, lucky or whatever they did, if they get past Auburn, a quality opponent, they still have to go at Iowa. They still have to go at Ohio State. They have a better than maybe we think they're going to be Michigan team at home. And then at Michigan State, may be better than a lot of people thought. I think Penn State is definitely one of the top 10 best teams in the country. I just don't think their schedule is easy enough to get through and make it all the way through to make it to the playoff. But I definitely do like them against Auburn. Look, this is the first big road game Auburn's played in a year and a half. How will Bo Nix react to that? Some of their other younger players. I like the Nittany Lions in the wideout for sure.
Brett, you mentioned Penn State kind of has a chance maybe to make the playoff if they can get through that brutal schedule. As you mentioned, another team that has a giant obstacle to make the playoff, and it's that they're a group of five team. They're not a power conference team, is Cincinnati, who plays really one of their two non-conference test games that could ultimately determine whether they get a playoff spot or not. And it's at Indiana, and Cincinnati has taken money in the market, which I don't think is surprising. They're a 4-point favorite right now. The total has gone down 49.5, and I totally agree with that. So projected to be maybe a little bit lower scoring game. Cincinnati, a small favorite. What do you make of Cincinnati in this game against Indiana? And then does anything they do here, you know, could it possibly reverberate into them moving up the playoff rankings?
You know, Lockie, again, don't shoot the messenger. I really believe this. If Cincinnati wins at Indiana, and then they go at Notre Dame 2 weeks from now and runs the table, that the playoff committee somehow, some way will have them fifth in the final ranking. I don't necessarily think that's fair, but I just think because of when you look at the rest of their schedule, most notably in conference, when you're playing teams like Navy and Tulsa and East Carolina, and that gets judged with SEC, you know, the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Oregons, the Oklahomas, et cetera. I think that's going to be held against them. I still don't think in a 14 playoff, a group of five team will ever make the playoff. We'll see if I'm wrong. If a team is going to have a shot, this would be the team. They've already got a high AP preseason ranking, top 10 right now. Obviously, AP is not a factor in the playoff, but they have a good starting point. And with two quality teams on the road, Indiana and Notre Dame, certainly that will carry a lot of weight. But for Cincinnati, you know, if they beat Indiana, they can't have Indiana finish the year 6-6, because then everyone's going to say, okay, you beat Indiana, so did everyone else. Same with Notre Dame. Notre Dame needs to finish 10-2. 11-1, whatever the case may be, if they can beat Notre Dame. If Notre Dame's 8-4, then no, Cincinnati's not getting in. But I agree, they do have a good shot if they can win those games and those teams have success. Ultimately, I think, though, again, I think the selection committee puts so much value on the Power 5 conference schedules. I think they penalize the non-Power 5 schools for their conference schedules, that I'm sticking with my prediction that they group of five team will never make the playoff. I like Indiana in this game, getting a small number. I'm sure Tom Allen's going to have his team jacked. I'm sure, you know, the disrespect of being an underdog to a group of five team, he'll play that up somehow, some way. But certainly you look at what Cincinnati did last year, what they've done so far this year, and they look to be legit. I think we'll have a good idea this week and then 2 weeks from now when they play the Irish.
You bet. BetQL, wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, well, with America's College Football Insider, our pal Brett McMurphy from the Action Network. Brett, what about Oklahoma and Nebraska? Remember when this used to be a fun rivalry? Now OU's laying over 3 touchdowns. Oklahoma laying 22.5, 62.5 the total. What do you got, OU and Scott Frost and company?
Yeah, look, I grew up in Oklahoma. When I was a kid, I was a huge OU fan, so I remember all those games between OU and Nebraska. And, you know, this past summer, I reported that Nebraska and Scott Frost are actually trying to get out of this game. They were trying to replace the trip to Norman with a home game against, you know, Old Dominion or a group of five teams.
Yeah, it wasn't enough that they had to beat up my alma mater, Fordham. Now they got to take out Old Dominion, too. How about you stick with teams in your weight class, Nebraska jerks?
There's a punchline there that maybe those are in their weight class. I think we'll find out. But, you know, this is a huge game for Nebraska. I don't think OU is going to lose this game. I would actually lean towards Nebraska getting more than 3 touchdowns. You know, if Tulane can put up those numbers on OU, I don't think that's something they're going to solve overnight. Nebraska, since the opening season loss to Illinois, it's shown somewhat of a pulse again against lesser competition. No offense, Nick, with Fordham and Buffalo. But this is critical, I think, for Nebraska, I know we don't, no one cares about moral victories, care about do they cover the spread. I think they will cover the spread, but more importantly for Scott Frost, the Huskers can't just get seal clubbed in this game, because if they do, I think that makes the odds of him returning next year even longer, because, you've got the mess going on where they tried to cancel this game. You know, I broke the story that they're being investigated by the NCAA. Also, you've got a new AD in Trev Alberts. You never want to be a coach that works for an AD that didn't hire you. So if Nebraska rolls out another 5-7, 4-8 year, I think Frost is done. Again, I don't think they can win this game, but I think it can go a long way to maybe what Nebraska can do once they enter the meat of the Big Ten schedule.
Seal clubs.
Yeah. They can't get it. Can't get seal clubs in the game.
That's hyphenated, by the way.
Now, let me ask you, because we usually go with dump trucked or railroaded. Those are not hyphenated, right? Railroaded and dump truck, those are both one word each.
Dump truck,
correct.
Might be
correct. Seal clubs a favorite of mine. It's funny because nowadays, when I say that, somebody will tweet me and say, oh, you can't say that. That's,
you just did.
That's not right. And I'm like, you realize it's a joke, and in honor of Norm McDonald, I'm ready to tell jokes.
Yeah,
so
maybe,
field club.
Maybe we'll drop some OJ Simpson stuff. Moving on in the show here. Brett, enjoy week number three. We look forward to catching you down the line on You Better You Bet.
You got it. Tell the mock joke while you're at it.
Yes. And why did it go? Because there was a light. Because the light was on. We'll give paid tribute to Norm McDonald on SNL coming up next.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.